Welcome and thank you for listening to 8020, where we have spirited debate and discussion about sports, local and national issues, race, education, and just about everything else. The rules are simple. In every discussion or conversation that is mainly based on opinion, 80% of that opinion is correct and the other 20% is correct. We just need your help to decide who has the 80 and who has the 20. I'm Jay Stoggs. As usual, I am joined by my man on the right hand. Maybe he got a plan. I'm just saying.
How's he going to rhyme that?
And Jay.
What's up, people? How y'all doing? How's he going to finish
rhyming
that?
I rhymed it. I did it.
Okay, I'll give it a pass.
Okay. I don't need your pass, but okay, cool.
Okay, so first topic of the day. So I actually want to start off with something a little different.
Oh.
So, you know, he has this beautiful intro where, you know, we have different topics, but sometimes we stay on sports a lot.
We do.
So I was like, well, let's hit up music. So, you know, we're wrestling around with all these top five, top ten, and the first top five we would like to introduce to you, again, it's music, is top five R&B groups.
There you go. Get
of
it.
All time. Or this is our opinion. Obviously, it's opinion-based. But yeah. There's a lot of good music throughout the years.
It's true.
So we got to rank them, one through five. Who's the best?
Who's the best?
Who's that five?
Who's the master?
I want to start off with your number five. What's your number five?
Oh, is it order?
Who? Yeah, yeah. Would you like to not have an order?
No, I don't like orders.
You don't like orders?
No, no.
Okay, well, give us a fifth best group of all time.
Isn't that in order?
No, it's not. Give us one of your.
One of them?
Yeah.
Okay, I can deal with that.
In no
I can
order.
Deal with that verbiage. All right. So I would say Supremes, Diana Ross and the Supremes.
Okay.
One of the best female and groups of all time. They have classics that people still sing to this day. Just they're the tops, dude. It is excuse me. Just really, really a great R&B group.
Okay, that's what's up. Okay, so mine.
That's a really good one. That's a really good one.
I got him.
I'm taking one off.
I got him.
So, okay, now I'll do my honorable mention because it was on here.
Wait.
Yeah, I know. I'm cheating a little bit.
So cheating a bit.
Shut up. My honorable mention. You got me stuttering. My honorable mention is the Dramatics. I love them. I'm a prisoner of the moment. I've been jamming them the last 2 weeks.
Prisoner of the
Dramatics,
moment.
Great hits. But. All right. I'll tell you what my number five is. I like In Vogue. You said the Supremes. I like In Vogue.
That's a good choice. I like them.
I
like
just wish they could have stayed together more.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah.
Chick drama. What can you do?
What can you do? Well, I guess since we're doing honorable mentions, because I didn't get to put my
That's
honorable
fine.
Mention
Go ahead.
On there.
Go ahead.
My honorable mention, I would have to probably say LaVert. Them cats just can sing anything. They're just that good. LaVert to me.
So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
I like LaVert, but why not the OJs then?
I said honorable mention. Remember when I
right,
said that?
But I'm saying for okay. your honorable mention.
That's my list. That's my list.
I like that I don't get a reason. I just get
That's it. My list.
That's your list. I wanted to know a reason why, since you have the father and you have the father's group and the son's group, why not the father's group? The OJs actually have more hits than the LaVert group does.
I could have sworn I said honorable mention and LaVert.
Okay.
So that's my list.
I like that. So no justification, just.
That's my list.
That's your list. Okay. Can you give us another that's actually on your list?
The OJs are actually on my list.
Are they really?
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
That's on my paper.
You don't have to show me.
No,
I'm going to
show
it.
You. No, because I'm trying to go through my list.
Yeah.
I didn't question In Vogue, even though there were
but this
better.
Is a discussion.
There were better.
This
there were
is a discussion
better.
Show.
There were better
yeah.
groups than In Vogue that you could put up there.
Yeah, you're
but,
right.
But you put In Vogue, and I said, interesting, okay. And I moved on. But no, Aunt Jay, the supposed voice of reason, wants to tell me, why don't you put the OJ's in there? Well, guess what, jerk? They're already on there.
So, again, when you do the voice of reason thing, you got to put a little more charisma in that than what you did.
That's what I hear through the headphones, sir.
Okay.
That's what the OJ's on there.
All right, so my my next group is going to be Boys to Men.
That's good.
That's a really good one.
Like, that's good.
There was that four-year period where they could do no wrong.
That's good.
They were at the heights of heights. I mean, Boys and Men, oh, my gosh. Wonderful group. Wonderful group. All right. Who's a next group for you, sir?
So this puts me at number three because I had the Supremes and the OJs.
Yep.
On my list, and LaVert was an honorable mention. So
right.
I know that's what
I got
doing,
you.
But I kind of knew that's why I went ahead and did it, because I put more because I knew somebody would say, well, you know what? Who else is on my list but they're not on my list? Anyway.
Go ahead.
For me, number three, gosh, so tough. But for me, number three would have to be New Edition.
That's my number three.
That would be New Edition. It's New Edition. So,
New Edition's hot.
I really don't even have to say why I don't think. But, I mean, you start from when they were, what, 12, 13, 14 years old?
Younger than that, wasn't it?
No, not too much younger than that. I mean, they were in middle school. They weren't in elementary.
Hmm.
So, middle school, I don't know if you know, starts around 11, 12 years old. So, saying you teach
middle school. Why are you throwing shade today?
I'm just saying, you're talking about the younger.
So anyway, continue.
But, yeah, New Edition. I mean, this dude.
Is it still a no shade year 2018 or was that 2017?
It might have just been in 2017.
Okay.
You've been making it hard for it to not be a no shade year, bro.
So
what's your third one? Oh, it's New Edition as well, right?
I'm glad you were listening. Remember, you have your
earphones
on.
I do listen. I do listen.
All right, good.
I do.
So there you go.
You should try sometime. All right. So we can. Go ahead and go for your number two then, because I already said my number three. Or in the next one. We'll say you're in the next one.
No, well, I have a ranking list, you know. Anyway.
Ooh.
Number two is Jackson 5.
Same here.
And then so we can imagine then are both our number ones the Temptations?
The Tempting Temptations.
That's
sir.
It.
That's it.
Now, I will have to say this, and I know I'm kind of going back, and I know you're going to get mad with me about this, but Destiny's Child was real good.
Destiny's Child was good.
If yeah. we had some actual time to do this, I probably would have ranked Destiny's Child before In Vogue.
I was but about to say, you should.
You can't win, or excuse me, you can't lose with either one.
I mean.
See, I should have been more specific, male groups versus female groups. Maybe.
No. I think all time. I mean, I think you can.
And then where's Earth, Wind, and Fire in that? Where's Maze?
Oh,
where's
man.
Cameo? I mean, so there are some good ones.
There's some great ones, man. How about TLC?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just the blend. Jodeci. They had. Oh, gosh.
I want to put After 7 in. I enjoy After 7.
No.
Oh, well, that. Okay,
no.
Well,
I mean,
you said
that's
yours.
List. That's your list.
Yeah, so that's mine.
They wouldn't be on mine, though.
Really?
They wouldn't be on mine. No. I like After 7,
got
but
some good grooves.
You know, I would almost put R. Kelly in the public announcement.
No, because it's R.
Yeah.
Kelly and.
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask
it's
you
a group.
Question. Okay.
It's a group. It's more than one.
Not really. So here's the thing.
How is it not a group?
Okay, I'll give you the first album.
How is it not a group?
Have you heard anything from the public announcement without R. Kelly?
I haven't heard. They dropped
an
album.
No, I didn't ask you that. See?
They dropped an album.
Oh, God.
They did put out an album.
They did. I know that.
Okay.
It was garbage because they can't sing.
Well, okay. It's like Harry Melvin and the Blue Notes.
Who the hell is Harold Melvin? I've been wanting to ask that because it's not Teddy P.
No.
Teddy P was the drummer.
Right.
Who's Harold Melvin?
He's another dude.
But why is it Harold Melvin instead of Teddy P? And the Blue Notes.
Dude, it's just like Cool in the Gang. Cool wasn't the prime. He was a singer.
Who was he? He was Cool?
Yeah. His name is Cool. His name is Cool. It was Cool in the Gang.
Oh,
his name was
gosh.
Cool.
Go All right, so we're going to go ahead and start the sports
Let's
edition
do it,
of
man.
The show.
Let's do it.
That's funny, man.
Yeah, that was fun.
All right. So, Jay.
What up?
And myself, too, but Jay's probably a little more than I am, which is fine. So, we repped the Cowboys.
Yep. You know it. All day.
I'm so sorry about that on air.
Blue and silver.
So, again, we've grown up really Cowboy fans, and the fact that we were 9-7 this year is a little disappointing.
Little?
So.
13-3 last year. Now we're 9-7. We're a little disappointed?
Right.
Sorry, go ahead.
So Jay wants Jason Garrett's head on a platter.
Bring his donkey here.
So now our first question is, how many years does Jason Garrett have left before we ask for his job?
It should be zero. As a matter of fact, it should have been -2.
Okay.
It should have been -2. Even if they had a 13-3 season last year, when they went, what was that, 4-12?
Yeah.
Bro, that's it. Get out of here. You are done. You have only won one playoff game in your tenure here. And I hate to compare Dallas to any other team, especially Philadelphia. And that's a shout out to, you know what I'm saying, the Muses in the Morning. 2 years, Peterson. 2 years. And he's winning the Super Bowl with the Eagles. They had the same issues. Same issues that Dallas did. The starting quarterback goes down. Left tackle goes down. Starting middle linebacker goes down. Same issues. Running back.
Actually, out for a little more. Yeah.
Yeah, and more. Tackle goes down. We put in Bell, who can't. Oh, my gosh. It's at some point in time, you have to cut the cord and say, you are not a winner. You cannot coach. You can't coach.
You believe that we have a roster to win playoff games right now?
Absolutely.
Okay. Absolutely. So Jay says Jason Garrett should already have been fired.
Yep.
Yes. So my thing is this, and again, a.k.a. Voice of Reason, because we got to figure this out, right? Why is Jason Garrett still here? And obviously, it's because Jerry likes it like that. Okay.
How is that the Voice of Reason? I'm sorry, but how is that?
Because we have to reason, why is he still here? Why has he not gotten his pink slip, so to speak?
Oh, we all know why.
But that's the thing, so. But you have to figure that out. Okay, so. Maybe he should have been fired. Maybe not. But as long as Jerry's here, Jerry's going to have it his way, baby.
Listen, Jerry's smart.
Is he? Because here's the thing. If he was smart, we wouldn't have let Jimmy Johnson go all those years ago.
That's an ego. That's different.
But you said smart. So smart means you have to be humble sometimes.
Listen, you can be smart and be in your feelings. Look at you can do that.
Look at who?
But all I'm saying, well, anyway, look, here's the problem. Here's the deal. The question is not, why is he still here? We know why he's still here.
So he's going to be here all the way until Jerry says, I'm done with you,
which
I don't know when that's going to be.
The reality is he's got one more year. Jerry's already came out. Stephen's already came out. And when Stephen says it, then I believe it. Stephen Jones, he has one more year. If they don't make the playoffs, if they don't win a playoff game, he's out of here. He's done. He should have been gone, like I said, years ago. But because they're buddies and they go fishing and the kids play together and you know, he does whatever Jerry wants, whatever. But the reality is this. You look around the league and you say, okay, who can we have coach this team?
Who's going to be willing to put
who's
up with
gonna
Jerry Jones?
Who's going to be willing to be put,
that's
up,
not
put up
a
with
long
Jerry
list.
Jones? It's not a long list. So,
that's the thing. Even if we do fire him, that list is a bunch of lame ducks waiting to be an NFL coach.
Yeah. And, I mean, you're not
getting some young up-and-comer. That's what Jason Garrett was supposed to be. So I personally
he
think
was never good.
The same way Marvin Lewis stays in Cincinnati, he's our Marvin Lewis. So he's going to stay regardless of the record.
But at least he would win his division and get into the playoffs.
To lose. And that's your argument with Garrett.
No. Yeah, that is my thing is Marvin Lewis should be gone as well.
He should.
And, you know, love the brother, but you can't. It's not working. Jason Garrett cannot coach. It is evident. For all those people who keep saying, oh, but he's, you know, he's let Lanahan do this and da da. Look, the 13-3 season and the 12-4 season that they had, great, wonderful, get into the playoffs and get thrashed. I mean, yeah, the last year, hey, it was Aaron Rodgers who beat us. But the fact that they cannot, and I mean really the OC and the head coach cannot adjust. They do not make adjustments. Pre-game, in the game, post-game. They see that it's not working. They still run the same stuff.
My whole thing is this. Let's establish the run, go off some play action pass. To me, that
we don't play action.
Well, I don't understand.
I do. It's called bad coaching.
All right, 80-20 us up with that. 80-20 us up with that. Because that's a sensitive spot. Let us know what you think.
Let's go. Let's move on.
All right, number two. So you were talking about Philadelphia winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And you know what? It was a great game. Congratulations to them.
It was a good game.
I was really enjoying that game.
It was a good game.
So now the Super Bowl winning quarterback was a guy by the name of Nick Foles.
Yep.
And he has been a starter in the NFL.
Yep.
And our question is, should he be a starter for some other team again? Because we're assuming he's not going to be the starter in Philadelphia because Carson Wentz.
They've already said he's
not.
But he's still under contract for one more year. So
should he start then for another team?
I think they're going to shop him. I think they're going to shop him. If they're going to try and see how Wentz does, if he can stay healthy. Is he a starter in the league? I think he is. He proved it in the playoffs. Now, during the regular season, and I know he was coming back and trying to get reacclimated, but, I mean, he sucked in the regular season. But in the playoffs, the dude was amazing. So, yeah, just for that simple reason, absolutely he's going to start. He has plenty of choices that he can where he can go that need a quarterback. Yeah, he'll start.
So I think a lot of times in the NFL, it's all about, you know, obviously, what have you done for me now? And definitely when you get that opportunity to play, you need to play well. You know, obviously, teams are looking at you. So the question is, you know, why did Philly draft a quarterback in the first place? They drafted a quarterback because the guy that they had wasn't good enough. And that guy was Nick Foles. So do I think that he can start for another team? Yes. But obviously he's done his part. He's maximized his value. So those teams that need a quarterback, Jets, and obviously there are some others.
They just signed the guy from Washington, Kirk Cousins.
Did they really?
Yes, they did.
The Jets signed him?
Yes.
Dang, Jets, I am feeling that. What was the quote? You like that? I like that.
Yeah,
wow,
it,
I did not know that.
This past week, yeah.
Wow, okay. So, well, I guess the Jets don't need a quarterback anymore, but there are others. But, man, I'm impressed with that right there. Okay, so hopefully Foles, you know, his agent can call other teams and maybe they can negotiate something. But, yeah, I do think he's a starter.
Yeah, I think he's a starter. All right.
All right, next topic. And again, y'all, 80-20 us up. Do you think that with everything that Nick Foles has done to reestablish his QB market, with everything he's done with his relationship, let us know what you think. Is he a starter? Is he not a starter? What do you think? Email us, let us know. Okay. Number three. Give me the name because I fumbled the name around. Garoppolo. Isn't that his name?
Garoppolo.
Ah, okay. I knew I was going to butcher the name.
Yep.
So the new 49ers phenom, the quarterback, big, tall, strong, healthy, led them to consecutive wins at the end of the season. He got a deal. You mind giving me the deal, how much it is?
He got a 5-year extension for $137.
That's a lot of money. So is he worth that contract? That's the 80-20 topic. Is he worth that huge contract? What do you think?
That's an easy no for me. He's played 7 games, 5 of them with San Francisco. That he started. Obviously, 2 with New England. Yeah, the stats are great, but there's not a book on him. And that's the thing about Dak, you know, not to put him out there like that, but, you know, the first year, no one had a book on Dak. We really didn't know what he was capable of doing and what he did, what his tendencies were. He played 16 games. Now there's a book on him. Now everyone knows. And so the thing about Jimmy is, you know, you're betting on the future. And I'm not saying that he can't do it or he's not great or whatever, but the reality is that he's only started 7 games in the NFL. I just can't see why you would give him 5 years. And the amount of money, I'm looking at the years. 5 years is a long time. And, you know, fortunately in the NFL, unlike the NBA, it's not a guaranteed contract, is not fully guaranteed, but you still get cap hits and things like that. But that's just a lot of money for a long amount of time.
No, it is. So I'm looking at a list here of highest paid QBs. You got Jimmy, you got Matt Stafford, you got Derek Carr, you got Andrew Luck, you got Drew Brees. So you got Kirk Cousins, Joe Flacco, and Aaron Rodgers. That's the top 8. And Jimmy does seem out of place. And like you said, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of
money. My thing is, you know, you're San Francisco. You don't have a lot, basically, to hold your hat on. And why not get the fans excited? Why not say, hey, we haven't had a lot of losing here. This guy's won 5 consecutive games for us. And obviously with the quarterback lineage that the San Francisco 49ers have had, why not give your fan base a reason to tune in? Why not give your fan base a reason to say, hey, this guy, at least in the short term, has shown that he can win games for us and with us. So I'm like, why not? Yeah, you know, but he's not Alex Smith. Well, he can beat you with his arm.
But I don't think there's I don't think there's another team out there that was trying to offer him 5 years for $137 million. I just don't
probably
see
New
it.
England.
They've already
Belichick already said he wanted him.
Okay, but Belichick,
he wanted to let Brady go. I think that's what we've been hearing, right?
Yes, but guess who's still there?
Tom Kraft.
So if Kraft is there, and it's Robert, if Robert Kraft is still there,
Robert Kraft, there we
which he is, and he still makes the money and makes decisions,
and he still wants Tom Brady until
guess what?
The day Brady retires.
So guess who's going to be there? Guess who would leave before?
Belichick.
Okay, then. And I think he should go back to Cleveland personally. I would love
see,
to see
that.
See,
so that's
that.
Your San Antonio.
That's it. That's it. The most unlikeliest.
Oh, man.
I would
great.
Love to see. If he leaves New England, he's probably going to retire. But if he goes back to Cleveland, I would love it. And I have no doubt in my mind that within probably the third, fourth, no more than 5th year, and that would put him like around 70. But, no, yeah, I would probably say around the 3rd or 4th year, knowing what he knows now, if he wasn't in the conference championship, or damn near in the Super Bowl. I wouldn't doubt it. Because he's going to have the picks, and he's going to be able to leverage all the picks that Cleveland continues to have every year. And I'm just astounded by how bad they it's
would
like Philadelphia.
Would you rather have Garofalo or Eli Manning?
That's a good question.
Because I'm looking
at
some of these quarterbacks.
I would probably take Garoppolo. I've never been an Eli fan. I just don't think that Eli is just that good
Garoppolo
of a quarterback.
Garoppolo or Andy Dalton?
I would probably take the Red Pistol. Andy Dalton.
Really?
I probably would.
Wow. Okay.
It would be very, 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 very close. But so, I like what I have seen Andy Dalton do from since he was at TCU. I've always been a fan. So again,
so you're speaking out of your fandom.
I am.
Because he's been average in Cincinnati. And I think maybe their fan base would have more to say about it.
Probably. But yeah. I'd probably take Andy Dalton.
Wow. Okay. 80-20 is up. Let us know.
Man, we gotta go.
We gotta go?
We gotta get it.
All right. Well, we're getting it. Okay. I don't know if this is the last topic, but this is topic number four. So Minnesota has a QB issue. They've got three, and only one can start, and maybe one is the backup. So who do we have? We have Sam Bradford.
Yep.
We have Teddy Bridgewater coming back from injury. And we have their new phenom who they rode, QB Journeyman, who just got caught fire, Case Keenum. So who's the starter? Who's the backup? And who's traded / unemployed?
For me, it would be Bridgewater as the starter. He's been your franchise quarterback. You pay him like a franchise quarterback, so start him like a franchise quarterback. If he doesn't work out, then you go back to Case Keenum. He's a known unknown, if you can say that. Mm-hmm. You know what he can do. He's shown you what he can do. He's comfortable in learning the system and different systems. And so, I mean, I think that for him to have consistency, I've always liked Case Keenum. I liked him in
Houston,
L.A.
Houston.
I liked him in Houston. I liked him in L.A. I thought he should have started that whole year instead of Goff. But, you know, they wanted Goff, and so there it is. And Bradford is out. I mean, the guy continues to get hurt. To me, he's average quarterback, maybe a little bit above, but he's not going to take you to a Super Bowl.
Okay, so mine is a little bit different than yours. I definitely think they should reward Keenum with the starting job and even a new contract if he's able or if they're able. I just think a guy like that who the team embraces and maybe he's your game manager, but whatever he's doing, those decisions that he's making, he's winning games for you. The Minnesota Vikings haven't been relevant since Randy Moss and Chris Carter. So the fact that they're a game away from the Super Bowl, that really impressed me. And I really felt, two episodes ago, I think we felt that they were on some sort of a magical run, if you will, that really was successful for the Vikings and Viking Nation. So then now for me, it's who's next. And then so Bradford, for what he's not, I think he's a quality backup. Now, obviously, he's not worth a lot of money. So when I see Bradford, I see someone who can give you maybe a C as far as the quarterback grade as possible. Make sure, obviously, you have a running attack and a defense, and Minnesota has that. And then you can cover up the guy's weaknesses. And then for me, the guy who's going to be unemployed, the guy coming back from injury, the guy for me who is an unknown known is Teddy Bridgewater, because I believe that his resume just doesn't bode well. Obviously, they thrust him in as a rookie, second-year player. He just – the puzzle pieces maybe didn't fit. He didn't get the, 300 yards passing, couple touchdowns. It was always seemed to be maybe 180, a touchdown and two picks, something like that as a game average. But I think for him, it would probably be a great situation to go out there, see who wants you. Maybe then they can curtail a situation that's ready for you to come in as you approach your prime.
That's legit.
All right, guys, 80-20 is up. Let us see what's going on with there. What are we looking like as far as time? We good? You want to chop it up again? What's up?
Man. You know what? Let's try one more.
I'm going to tell you what. Let's try one more. So, Moss, Owens, Lewis, Urlacher, Dawkins, and some more guys that, quite frankly, I'm too young for. We're too young for.
The old timers.
Yeah, the old timers. We're talking about the Hall of Fame, and I love this class. This class is so strong. Jay posed an interesting thing to me in production, and I think really we were just talking. He was like, he was amped. He was like, how does Brian Dawkins get in before Darren Woodson? So, Jay, I'm going to ask you now. Go ahead and tell me what are your thoughts. Tell us, tell the 80-20 community, what are your thoughts on that?
This is really simple. First of all, he's an Eagle. But, no, in all seriousness, you have to put Darren Woodson in before Brian Dawkins.
Why?
Longevity, he has it. Plays and stats, he has them. Super Bowl rings, he has them. Brian Dawkins does not. So, to me, it's really simple. Brian Dawkins, though, is a very good player. He was a very good player. But Darren Woodson was a great player. He is a first ballot Hall of Famer, if you ask me. When you look at that defense, and it was a really good defense.
Strong.
He stood out as the back end.
Yes, as the bona fide, fiery leader that wonderful defense.
And that's what I'm saying. And when you look at, if I'm looking at a team, and this is why I look at the Hall of Fame, and I say, okay, when I look at the era, you know, the decade, if you will, when these players played, and I say, hey, you know what? Who am I going to put on my team? I'm putting Darren Woodson on my team before Brian Dawkins. That's just how it is. And to me, when you start looking at it from that standpoint and saying, all right, in that era, who were the great safeties and DBs? Darren Woodson stands out. He stands out. That's why, I mean, to me, it's so simple. I don't understand how he's in.
So,
and Darren Woodson is not. How Dawkins is in and Woodson is not.
I think, obviously, this is where the voters have their preference. And, obviously, some of the voters are media. And I think because Woodson was not perceived as fiery, I believe because Dawkins had that in-your-face, go-get-it attitude and, you know, he was quotable, he was notable. I just think that they had their preference. Now is Woodson a Hall of Famer? Of course. But I think it's a little bit like T.O. in the fact where he'll get in eventually. So I don't necessarily mind if it's next year, 2 years from now, 3 years from now. Yes, he will be in. But the argument just as far as Dawkins versus Woodson, why Dawkins goes first instead of Woodson, I just think it's because his attitude, his demeanor was always amped up. You know, he was always mic'd up for NFL films. He was that guy who was the centerpiece, as you will, as a part of Woodson, kind of had that New England approach to his job where I'm not going to say a lot, I'm going to do my job, and at the end of the day, that's going to have to be enough.
Yeah, but, I mean, he didn't really have to. He had people like Kenny Gantt that was on the team. He had, you know, Deion came over. I mean, he had people that would do that for him. He had a great defensive line in front of him. He had really great linebackers in front of him. So his thing was he didn't need to be vocal. He had plenty of people to be vocal for him.
Well, that's the thing. Ken Norton Jr. he will make the Hall of Fame.
Leon Lett and all of them. Yeah, but to me it goes beyond to just making the Hall of Fame. Okay, he'll get there eventually. But if I see somebody that I played with or in the same era and they get in before me and I know I'm better than them, that's like if LeBron James and Kobe Bryant both stop playing at the same time and they said, well, we can only take one. Who do we take, Kobe or LeBron? Whoever gets taken and whichever one didn't is going to get pissed because it's like, well, wait a minute. I did X, Y, Z, you know, I'm better than this guy. How is he getting in before me? And they say, well, you know you'll get in eventually, right? You'll probably be in next year.
I mean, that's
damn,
what
they
man, told
I
want to
be
Carter.
In there now.
That's what they told Chris Carter. I mean, everybody knew Chris Carter was a Hall of Famer. It was just about when. And
I guess touch and go.
His time was the right time. And, you know, obviously now, hindsight 2020, he's happy that he was in. I do remember him being vocal that he wasn't in as a first-timer. And the only two now first-time receivers are Jerry Rice and now Randy Moss. So, I don't know. I just think that that's definitely food for thought. Again, congratulations to Dawkins.
No doubt. And T.O.
Yeah, and T.O. and everybody that made it.
Urlacher shouldn't have made it. But,
I was just about to say, you said Urlacher
should not have made it, sir. Not as a first time.
But what are we talking about here? We're talking about who's voting. So they're looking at the list, and they're seeing the names that catches their eye.
I mean, he went to a Super Bowl. Good, great. That's, you didn't win it, but okay,
dude,
cool. But
remember who he went with. Didn't he go with Rex Grossman?
Yeah, he did.
That's got to be Hall of Fame right there for
no,
that.
No, sir. No,
sir. He had no receivers. You had Bobby Engram as the one. Can you remember who that running back? Was it Thomas Jones? Who was their running back?
So.
No, was it Benson? Cedric Benson?
Yeah, I think it was Benson. It
doesn't matter. He got there with garbage, and they were winning games.
But that
like
was 13 one year.
To 10,
That's one
and
year.
He had like 15 tackles a game. Yo,
but I also look at his longevity, and he really didn't play that long.
What, 9-10 years? That's not long.
Yeah.
In a headstrong, violent sport.
Maybe he wasn't relevant.
Wow.
Those times. He was great coming out, and
holy
he just
moly!
Fell off. That, yeah, we gotta go.
That is crazy.
We'll have to save that.
That's nuts.
We'll have to save it. We'll save it. We'll come back to it.
I can talk to into the outro, right?
No.
No?
All right. It's been 80-20.
That's some bullshit.
This is Jay Stoggs, and that's Aunt Jay.
Aunt Jay, voice of reason. Hit me up.
More like the mouth of filth. And hit us up on Facebook.
Philadelphia.
Hit us up on Facebook.
Hit us up.
Check us out on the website.
Check us out.
Leave your comments. Get us on the email, 8020WIR@gmail.com. Check us out on our blog spot, blogtalkradio.com/8020WIR.com. Check us out. We really appreciate you listening.
Yes, we do.
Again, be safe, stay safe, be you all the time.